I believe in the evil force. I don't know exactly how to convince you that it exists, but I believe in it. And I believe the evil force is able to get in and move people around and have them do dumb shit.
Aleister Crowley, Hexercise.
There's a story that I write about in the book. When Zeppelin was recording 3, they asked the engineer, Terry Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Page went up to him and he said, I want you to take this quote, do what thou wilt, and I want you to etch it into the inner groove. And Manning said, I can't do that. It's going to wreck, and he said, I need you to do it because we have to get Crowley's message out to the world.
Yeah.
So Manning humored him. He said it was a very precarious thing, getting the master in a way that he could get down above it, etch it in. He said it was maybe 20, 30 years later, Terry Manning was watching cable TV, and he flipped through, it was a 700 club. And the minister held up the album.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin 3.
Yeah.
The Devil in Music. Right here, close-up camera, there's the inner thing. And Manning looked and he said to himself, I did that. You know?
Hello, dear friends. This is Aleister Crowley, and I hope you're enjoying the all-night images. Hello, dear friends. This is Aleister Crowley, owner and operator of Duke of Madness Motors, here at the edge of the New World Freeway. And you know, there's a lot of things going on in this town of ours that none of us has really gotten out of our car to really see. You can drive north and south in any direction in just a short time to see more wonderful and truly real things than are happening when you drive by. And that's because of the wonderful automobile that you have the pleasure to buy to get there in the first place. Safe and first and unconscious of the economy. It's so quiet. We're all, just like this little auto robot here, I'm thinking, a lot shorter than we used to be. And this little guy here we're talking about can have just as many wonderful needs at home as anybody else. And to get him home, to get all of us watching home, he has to be taken out to run over the streets. And the kids, and what about the cats and the dogs? Pick him up and put him in the robot and bring him down to Duke of Madness Motors and we'll fit them each out with a robot of their own so they can get out around and see it too. Keep watching and you'll see we're always welcome to meeting strangers and wives and discounting everything that happens here at Duke of Madness Mufflers every day that remains from noon to noon. Thank you.
There's been a lot of interest lately in mysticism.
And mysticism, too.
Yeah, mysticism, yeah. Too, right?
Mm. Because and there's been so mysticism outside owing to the weather.
There's been a tremendous occult revival in this country. It's, you haven't heard about it because it's very occult.
Occult to us.
And I have an article here by Aleister Crowley, which is called...
Here, old Aleister Crowley. There. Wonderful. Aleister Crowley. Team.
What was the name of the dancer who Isadora Duncan? Right, Isadora Duncan once met Aleister Crowley in a small cafe in Saint Tropez, and she put her hand out to be kissed, and he bit her. Right, and she was in the hospital for a month with blood poisoning because he filed down his two front teeth to 2 points.
Yeah.
She said enchanté, and he bit her.
Well, he didn't have a dog.
That's right.
Enchanté, delicious.
And we are full now of what I call fuds. These are fat, ugly, dumb people. Fat, ugly, dumb people. And it's not they were born fat or ugly or dumb. They have made a choice to be fat, ugly, and dumb. They have made the choice to play the lottery. To play the lottery. Christ almighty. And old liquor stores where I've been going for 20, 30 years, the same liquor store, all the tables that used to be filled with these bottles of Elvis singing that you dump it in its Southern Comfort, that's been pushed aside because all of these video games are up there and all these scratch cards are up there. And I was through there buying my own Southern Comfort a month or so ago, and this woman says, well, which lottery tickets would you like? And I said, I can't buy lottery tickets. I'm not allowed to buy lottery tickets. And the place is full of old people, of people my age, scratching on these things, trying to come up with a winning lottery ticket. And she says, they all turned and looked. They were outraged that I should be banned from playing the lottery. And she said, what do you mean? I said, my IQ just isn't low enough. to play the lottery.
The lottery is the people. The people taking a last chance on themselves. So why shouldn't people just like you spend the next century stuffed with truffles, like lucky tin can opener Juan Lafon?
I won! Now I don't have to work on this finger-cutting machine no more.
Or itch and sniff winner Mrs. Manila Envelope.
Finally, I can afford to pay someone to kill my husband.
And the loser's money goes to our schools for embedding mental detectors in our kids and to our prisons so they can have Sadie Hawkins Day. Lottery luck. It's only a buck away.
Triple ripoff, millennial snatch and lick. It's rolled over to $180 billion. Drawings at midnight, so if anybody still has a chance, it must be you.
And I said, what I did was I was in their church, and I said, bullshit. Bullshit is going on. And she says, well, what do you mean? Don't you like gambling? I said, well, I do like gambling. So I told Karin's husband, Michael, I think poker is one of the great games of the world. But it's that skill. It's not just chance. It's not gambling. I told her, yeah, I used to like to go duck hunting. But I don't consider going out and sitting in the fog just randomly shooting your gun in the air to be hunting. That's superstition. That's people who are believing if I wear this on my watch chain and I have my Mother Christopher thing and pet them just right and I buy a lottery ticket. Right then, all the angels, oh, fuck you, I'm going to hang on. You're going to buy lottery tickets. You don't need angels and saints. You're already up to your ears in bad forces. What's happening across the nation with the Indians right now? Lottery and video poker and the casinos. That's happening all over Oregon. At first it was Warm Springs, now there's a Cow Creek Indian Reservation. They started up everywhere. A lot of money is coming in, but you go in there. There's no Indians there. It's hired people from Las Vegas. And the Indians have stood up under a hell of a barrage of crap for 200 years, but this may be the one that does them in. When they start going into gambling, when they start locking horns with Las Vegas is going to win.
He's a guy with a lot of money, so of course we like him very much. His name is Aloof Maloof, and he owns Great Satan's Towers, where you boys went and took some of these slides.
Oh, yes. I see the connection now. I wasn't hip to the jive.
I didn't know that. I knew your name, sir. I've never really
Aloof, you. I understand that you own a big athletic team right now.
That's right. Vegas is not my only. It's not the only dice I roll.
Yeah. Aloof. Oh, it is a dice rolling team?
No, not dice ball. This is b-ball. It's b-ball. I own the Sacramento Kings.
Oh.
And you may remember 2 years ago when we were up against the Lakers, or the Fakers as we call them in Sacramento. We burned their jersey in effigy, and ever since our team has been cursed. So I've decided to change my luck and come out here to Vegas and make things happen with my new casino, Great Satan's Tower, the tallest building in Vegas.
Aloof, that brings us to some theme music.
It's a magnificent building, yes.
And we have sent out our two wonderful local news personalities, Ray and Hal. And Ray, what's that first slide coming
up? Well, let's take a look and see. This is actually
A picture. Cost me a fortune.
That's a picture of our bathroom. We had it remodeled recently. I don't know how that got on
there. That was one of
our
special...
That's the tub. That's the hot tub.
Can
it's
you get
nice.
To my
yeah,
hotel?
Well,
I'm a busy guy here.
I didn't have a chance to check these out.
I got
that's
games to fix.
That's the exercise machine.
Now, wait a minute. Is there... that Hal on the exercise
well,
machine?
Well, let me go back and see.
Would you check that? Yes, that is. This is actually the exorcise machine. Have you heard of an exorciser?
See, his head is turned all the way around the wrong way.
It's one of our big sponsors.
The Devil Master?
Yes, indeed.
We have one of those in our sports club right behind the Ghost Bar.
Oh, and here we are. Here we are in the elevator, going up in the elevator now. And you can see I've got a picture of the...
Well, that's a picture. That's a picture of the mirrors in the elevator. And
you see the numbers, though.
Yes.
You see,
that's very confusing. This part.
I thought this was interesting because you see the numbers seem to be moving.
Let me explain why the numbers are moving.
Why?
You see, because our elevators work off of the Keno machine. So the only floors you can get off at are the numbers you hit in Keno. So say like you've been on 34 and it doesn't come up and you're on the 34th floor.
There we are.
You gotta go back to the casino until you hit.
Hold it on that one, Ray.
All right.
Is that the Mystic Crocodile we've heard so much about?
Yes, it is. It is. And they were serving Mystic Crocodile Tail croquettes up at the top of the Satan's Tower on this day. There we are. Here we are now.
I'm enjoying my portion, as you see. They give you a quite sizable portion.
And look at this. Oh, now, we're both going to take a bite out of the same piece of tail.
Those are, we eat towards the middle. Those are just promotional croquettes.
It looks like we're actually
eating. You're getting me seasick.
Boy, those
give me that machine. Wait, get your hand on that machine.
Now, wait a minute. Aloof, let me ask you a question.
I wish you would.
I see some pretty big boys in this and some women in very short skirts.
Oh, yes, yeah. Here they are.
Is there some kind of a theme I'm missing here? Something to do with athletics and sex, perhaps?
No, just sex. You come to Great Satan's Tower, we guarantee that you're going to get the kind of sex you can't get at home unless you live in Great Satan's Tower. Then it's the kind of sex you get every night.
Could you close the door to the outside of the studio? There seems to be something going on out there.
That's my car that I can't use anymore because we can't travel.
Now, this slide here, see?
Wait, let me close the door just a second.
I'm a wealthy man. I'm not the kind of guy
right,
you want to confuse.
Back to the slides. Calm
you confuse
down,
me, you make an enemy. You
Calm
make
down.
An enemy.
No, I don't want to do that. Here we go.
I don't want to have to burn you in effigy in the parking lot.
Okay, well, I guess the show's over then.
Huh? No, it isn't over.
Oh, good, all right.
We have lots of improvisation to go.
You see that promotional drink? See that promotional drink he has in his hand, right? Yes. Looks like a little monkey coming out of the top with the orange fuzz on the top under the umbrella.
I don't like this.
That's a rum and Rodman. That's our new promotional drink.
It'll make you crazy.
Are you supposed to?
Will come and take you away.
You hang on to those earrings and you lift it to your lips like that.
And you get to keep the cup too, which is very, very nice.
And we each had one, so we have two at home now in the condo.
Harold's got them in his hip pockets.
Now, Aloof, we're seeing a bed
you
here.
You look like you really got a good booty there.
That's enough. Will you just stop changing those slides.
Sorry.
It's driving him crazy.
Yes, you are. So
let's
just hold
go back
it.
Then and look at those.
Oh, that's it. Now, that bed.
That bed looks to be 8 or 9 feet long. Why is that?
Well, that's because.
It is.
There are two reasons. One, because members of the NBA, some of my players,
so
Vlade
right?
Divac and people like that who are 8 feet tall, can come and stay because they're always welcome at the Maloof Aloof.
Oh, and you could put in two very short guys into that bed.
See how we did it? We're sleeping feet to feet, and we could give ourselves little massages.
Also, you know, we stretch people on a rack if they don't pay their gambling debt.
Well, thanks to you boys, to Ray, and to Hal, and to Aloof.
It was a great pleasure.
Thank you, Mr.
Wonderful on the Golden Hind.
Thank you.
Great. The mics are off now. You can just pee away. It doesn't matter.
I really love this.
Pee on each other. What the heck?
Well, we
you know, all the machines are fixed. You can't win it, Mike.
No, I'm
it's
fixed.
Only for suckers.
That's why I don't need sex anymore. I have us fixed.
Oh, we have a bed for fixed people.
But I can't go into an Indian casino and say bullshit to them because the word would get back to the Indians, and the Indians would say, hey, what, you don't think the Indians have a right to have a casino? And I always think, yeah, but let's do some Indian games. Let's not just do roulette and blackjack. There's a number of great Indian gambling games that they've done forever. It would be fun. And it would be run by Indians instead of the Indians being convinced by some slick lawyer from Reno to go into gambling because there's an opening. And what they do, they import all the stuff from Las Vegas.
It's To Bet Your Life.
I'll see your gang of four and raise you a 5-year plan.
Two Darva dollars to win on.
And it swings Brano.
I won!
Now, I can see, if you've ever been to Las Vegas or Reno, it's like a huge cloud, a huge funnel cloud circling around, it's aiming its point right down there into the heart of Las Vegas, and it's green, and it's sucking money out of the American pocket. It's sucking money out of my grandson's college. It's drawing money from where we are the most vulnerable. My mom goes down there and goes to Reno and Las Vegas, and she is kind of apologetic about it, but her husband likes to go because it's the action. You're with the Elks, and you get to see the girls and the dances and so forth. But
I'm very pleased to announce to everyone that at the Hacienda Club in Las Vegas, there's a great show, Topless Models, starring Hank Henry. I'm sure I'll be happy to see that.
Las Vegas!
Las
Eat,
Vegas, yes.
Drink, fight!
Stark Naked, International Crown Room stars Stark Naked and the Car Thieves offer the ultimate in musical entertainment, from easy listening to hard rock. The clean-cut but totally mod group began in Fort Wayne, Indiana several years ago. Today, their tight-knit, thoroughly recognizable sound
has sweaters. There it is over there.
Garnered
the
them
wall.
Praise from the toughest critics,
right.
And find them starring in the sky room of the largest hotel in the world.
The whole world.
It takes 8 hours to get to their room.
How about Harry Reid? I thought Harry Reid was a really smart guy, and he has been a very powerful majority leader. But did you see the fact that he came out day before yesterday saying end prostitution in Nevada? Now, I agree. I think, you know, I'm not fond of prostitution. I don't think it should be criminalized, but he wants to criminalize it because he said it's bad for the image of the state, and it keeps respectable business out of Nevada. Business to do what? The places like Afghanistan.
Yeah.
All there is deserts and slot machines and whorehouses. That's all they got. And military bases.
Lots of military bases.
And lots of whores and lots of slot machines.
There's got to be there has to be a state where it's all legal.
The only thing that a lowland mountain gorilla has to fear in the wild is poachers.
Poachers.
And what this beautiful endangered species has to fear in captivity? Low walls and bad parenting.
Well, I think they fixed the wall. They called in Trump.
Yeah, but only after people protested. Gorilla lives matter.
Now, speaking of animals, it says here that Las Vegas was so named because it was once marshy wetlands overrun by beavers.
Really?
I guess some things never change.
Well, Elvis was really ahead of his time, wasn't he?
What do you mean?
You know, one of his biggest hits. Beavers, Las Vegas. Beavers, Las Vegas.
Have you checked your hearing aid?
You know, I have never gotten a check for Medicaid.
The last time I was in Vegas, the strip was jammed with families and little kids. And everywhere I looked, there were ads for threesomes, S&Ms, M&Ms, you name it.
Well, don't be so quick to condemn, my friend. Every one of those hookers is somebody's daughter.
Yeah, it brings a whole new meaning to family fun, though, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Besides, as they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Unless you bring home a dose of the clap.
The only thing that stays in Vegas is my money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I once drove there in a $20,000 convertible and rode home in a shiny new $150,000 hardtop.
Really? Maserati?
A Greyhound.
Oh, well, here comes our Greyhound right now.
I'll bet I can beat you to the bus stop.
Not likely, you old dog.
Oh, yeah? Release the rabbit.
Better yet, release the Kraken.
Rip it. Rip it. God.
Well, that's...
You know, and that's Nevada. I mean, what?
People
what
are not,
has he got without it?
But people aren't going to take a plane from, like, Tampa to get laid legally in Nevada. Or maybe they do. Maybe they do. Maybe lots of people do.
Yeah, well, but you can go now you can gamble any place.
That's
so
true. But you can't get laid legally every place.
Not
you know,
every
you,
place.
No, you can't.
No, not every
where,
place.
Where? Except
what
Nevada.
A ghastly idea. Is there any drive out in the desert as some
to
thing.
The, to the Bunny hot. Mustang Ranch.
You're that desperate, you know.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Really so he, sad. But that's Harry's big move for his state, huh?
Well, when I was walking, I did a gig in, it was many years ago, it was about 5 or 6 years ago, I did a gig in Las Vegas, and I'm walking down the strip, and this guy's saying, two girls, $100. And I said, I turned to him and I looked at him. Nobody makes eye contact with these guys. You know, I said, what's the other girl for? Does she take notes? And the guy looks at me for a second, blinks and says, two girls, $100. I mean, that's just so degrading.
Take notes. That's an interesting idea. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the other girl is studying for her, you know, sociology.
Well, they're all studying, you know, to go to college. I'm not a whore. I'm not on the pole. I'm just earning enough money to go to business school so I can open another Bunny Mustang Ranch somewhere and know what I'm doing.
Yeah, get that MBA. Yeah. Get that MBA.
I don't know.
My mom knows that that's not any way to run a government. You can't run a government with gambling because you're taking money from the people that can least afford it and giving it to the people that least need it. All I could see out of Las Vegas is this funnel of green stuff going away. And you don't know where it's going, but you don't see it cropping up in daycare centers somewhere down in Charlottesville. It's not any of it coming here. The people are driving there to shove their family's inheritance in this great sucking maw like that. You know what? You don't run into anybody that smokes grass that goes to those casinos because they realize that's laughable. You have to have blocked out part of your mind to go in there and deal with these people from Las Vegas and give them the money and figure you're going to get a good deal out of it. So next time anybody says something to you about playing the lottery, say, I win the lottery every day. I don't play. I'm not going. I'll let you dumb suckers go ahead and contribute the money for taxes, but I'm not going to play. And all of those dollars that I would spend playing the lottery, I have other things. Nitrous oxide is expensive.
Gamblers and a story I will tell about the greatest gambler y'all should know him well. His name was Willie O'Connelly and he gambled all his life. He's had 27 children yet he's never had a wife. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Well, he gambled in the White House and in the railroad yards. Wherever there was people, there was Willie and his cards. He had the reputation as the gamblingest man around. Wives would keep the husbands home when Willie came to town. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Sailing down the Mississippi to a town called New Orleans. They're still talking about that card game on that Jackson Queen. I've come to win some money, gambling, Willie says. When the game finally ended up, the whole darn boat was his. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. Up in the Rocky Mountains in a town called Cripple Creek, there was an all-night poker game, lasted about a week. 900 miners had laid their money down. When Willie finally left the room, he owned the whole darn town. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. But Willie had a heart of gold, and this I know is true. He supported all his children and all their mothers, too. He wore the wings of fancy things like other gamblers wore. He spread his money far and wide to help the sick and poor. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. When you played your cards with Willie, you never really knew whether he was bluffing or whether he was true. You won a fortune from a man who folded in his chair. The man he left the diamond flush, Willie didn't even have a pair. And it's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll. Wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. was late one evening during a poker game. A man lost all his money, said Willie was to blame. He shot poor Willie through the head, which was a tragic fate. Willie's cards fell on the floor, they were aces, back to the eights. And he's right, Willie, right. Roll, Willie, roll, wherever you're gambling now, nobody knows. So all you rambling gamblers, wherever you might be, the moral of the story is very plain to see. Make your money while you can before you have to stop. Oh, when you pull that dead man's hand, gambling days are up, and it's right.